Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of A Very Posh Show. And it just would not be a great show without the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Abu Mamad Zulfikari. How you doing, bub?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Always a pleasure to have you on. I know you're a very busy man about town. I know you probably had a few parties to go to tonight, and you decided to spend it with your son, which is always a nice thing.
Actually, I'd rather stay with my son.
Other than
going party, yeah.
I heard the Playboy Mansion called you and wanted to invite you.
I told him I'm busy tonight. I have a show.
Well, I heard that the OC Register just ranked you as the number one signature holder in an office of any flooring store of Southern California. Is this true? Is this an honor that the Playboy Mansion was about to give you?
Exactly. But I was so busy again, I told them.
Well, because you have the Three's Company cast signatures, yeah. And then you have a recently Garrett Anderson.
Yeah, Anderson.
A player that even if you tell most baseball fans, they don't know.
Everybody know him. Come on.
He was an Angels player that when I was younger, my dad and I would go to a lot of Angels games, and he just
was
the guy.
Favorite.
Dad, how's your headphone doing? Is it all right?
Good. I think you're like,
all right. Give me 1 second. I think you gotta. Here we go.
Ah, that's better.
All right, sorry about that. A few technical difficulties when you have a prepared. I think, Dad, you might have hit a few parties up and then got a little drunk before this. It's okay. It's 4th of July.
I'm not as solid yet.
Well, for this show, I wanted you to come because NBA free agency officially opened on July 1st.
Yeah.
And you saw me. I was on Twitter the whole time. I was looking at every single move.
Yeah, I remember because I said hi, you didn't answer me.
I did say,
so busy.
That is not true, you liar. Because of the 2016 cap spike, in which every team, it was when the teams got a lot of extra money and every team was, Bismack Biyombo got $17 million a year, Timofey Mozgov got $16 million a year, Luol Deng got $17 million, it was a crazy year. And since then, we've been dealing with the ramifications of it, where teams don't have that much money because they all spent like crazy in 2016. And it's made for some very crazy moves.
Yes.
And I think we got to start with the craziest of them all, Mr. LeBron James coming to the Los Angeles Lakers. It's funny because from the beginning, you and I, we've had a love-hate relationship with LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
We've always been Kobe fans. And when Kobe was towards the end of his career, LeBron James was starting the start of his career. And there was this big divide between Laker fans and Cavaliers fans, and LeBron James fans.
LeBron, not the Cavaliers. Yeah.
Just a heads up for anyone listening, my dad likes to call LeBron James Lubnan James, and in Farsi, Lebanon is Lubnan. So just for any of our non-Iranian listeners.
I say Mr. James.
Mr. James, there you go, Sir James.
King James.
Well, actually, it's funny because you are a fan of the Shah of Iran, and I asked you which king was your favorite, and you said still the Shah of Iran is your favorite over LeBron James.
Yeah.
But
he's been king for 25 years.
LeBron's been king for like 18 years.
Not 18 yet.
How many is it? A good amount, though. I don't think Shah Reza Pahlavi could have gone against the Warriors and won a championship. That's all I'm saying.
He
didn't need a ring. That's the only reason. But yeah, so back to what I was saying is Laker fans and Cavaliers fans and LeBron James fans, I should say, there's always been that divide because Laker fans, we hold Kobe very near and dear to our heart. It's hard for us to replace him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the last two championships in particular and the championship that they won, no, the three seasons, the first time against the Warriors when LeBron James was basically by himself and all his team was injured, the second time when they won, and then the third time when basically every single play was run through him, and then the fourth time, obviously, every single play. I think in these last four championships, you and I especially, I can't speak for all Laker fans, LeBron really earned our respect. Not that he cares if we respect him or not, but I think he really earned our respect.
Yes, yes.
And I think you still say Jordan is the best of all time, or are you on the LeBron is the best of all time wagon?
I'm on King James.
King James, best of all time. Yes. Wow, welcome to the club. I've been there for a little bit. No, I'm glad you're back.
I changed my mind since...
Now that he's a Laker.
No, the last year.
Since July 1st, do you think he's the greatest of all time?
Actually, July 1st,
2018. But yeah, so... I think we're all very excited. Why do you think there is any particular reason he chose the Lakers? I have my theories.
He had a house. Look at the market here. Look at the weather here. Look at the publicity here. Of course, he's gonna come to LA. I'm surprised he didn't come last year.
That was one thing. I think he didn't. Well, I think last year he opted in. But I think it was because Kyrie Irving left. He thought if he left too, then like everything would have blown up. Everyone would have said, oh, he didn't want to play without Kyrie there and all that. My thing is the Lakers have cap room. They have young athletic players. But I think in the very end, it was the Magic Johnson effect.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Magic Johnson changed everything.
Yeah. Well, he met with him 3 hours, hours in his house. And LeBron James,
why they had 3 hours?
Why?
They were going to do barbecue. Yeah. Magic Johnson ran out of gas. He went to get some.
The propane?
It takes three hours.
Yeah, I mean, in July, you want to get propane. It takes a while. No, but for real, and when the Lakers first got Magic Johnson, there was this thought of, you know, he doesn't have experience as a president of basketball operations. Was this the right choice? But the one thing people don't really talk about is every single player in the NBA respects Magic Johnson. If Magic Johnson calls you, every player is picking up that phone. How many people in the world would die for 3 hours with LeBron James? So LeBron James isn't going to give that to anyone.
But Magic Johnson? For 3 hours.
No, but Magic, because LeBron James, I think, is going to be in LA for the long haul. He has, like you said, he has homes here. His kids are going to school here.
Yeah.
I think Magic Johnson is talking to him like, listen, you want to become a billionaire? You want to own LA one day? Just listen to me. Magic Johnson owns like 50 movie theaters and two skyscrapers in Los Angeles. Yeah. If you want to know how to be the king of LA, Magic's the guy to talk to. But another conversation we had on the drive up here, for those of you who don't know, we drive up from Orange County to Los Angeles. We at least have the carpool in, which is nice, but still, it's a drive.
Traffic was good.
Traffic wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. But one thing I was asking you is, and this is something I've been very curious about, is the level of love that LeBron James will have from Laker fans when all is said and done. I don't think LeBron will ever... LeBron is better than Magic Johnson and Kobe Bryant, but Magic Johnson and Kobe have been there from the beginning. I don't think the love will ever be the same with them.
Nope, no way. Especially with Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
Because they play more than 10, 12 years here.
Kobe for 20.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This guy, he changed every team every year. Thank God we have a deal for 4 years.
Yeah.
This year, people, they just... But the next year and the day year after, then people start loving him a lot.
So let's say this
year...
He's
a good player, don't get me wrong.
He's the best of all time.
Yeah, but he changed teams, which is not that good. You're supposed to...
Cleveland,
say,
well, Miami, exactly. Cleveland, Lakers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you look at like Wilt Chamberlain, for example, he changed teams a couple of times.
Yeah.
Shaq changed teams a ton of times, especially towards the end. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was on the Bucks, then came to the Lakers. But let me ask you this. Let's say LeBron James signs for 4 years.
Let's say he
plays a total of 6 years with the Lakers.
Okay.
Let's say in those 6 years, he wins 3 championships with the Lakers.
Two.
Let's say three. Let's just say best case scenario, three championships.
Yeah.
Where do you think he ranks in the hearts of Laker fans all time? I think Magic is one.
Magic is
Kobe
one.
Kobe is two.
Kareem is three.
Kareem, three.
Then LeBron.
Then you think LeBron?
Yes.
You think over Jerry West, over Shaquille O'Neal, over Elgin Baylor?
Over Shaquille O'Neal, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Shaq had the... Shaq. I think the thing is, Laker fans, and everyone makes fun of me when I say this, Laker fans, the last 7 years have been very hard. And I know everyone says you guys won a championship and then you had seven bad years. So what? But even in the 90s, after Magic retired, Lakers were bad. They weren't this bad. They weren't Smush Parker, Chris Mim, Kwame Brown bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's this level of Laker fans have gone from a very respected franchise, a franchise that was always in it, to just a garbage franchise. And then LeBron is coming back to save us. The King is coming to save the people of Los Angeles. And it's something that I think could lead him to the fourth most loved of all time.
True. But it's still, we are not going to be a champion team.
Maybe not this year, but we're a hell of a lot closer with LeBron than without him.
We are in playoff.
We weren't in playoffs last year. We wouldn't have been in playoffs this year without LeBron.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As I said, LeBron is here. We are in playoff. But don't think that we're going to win a championship.
We're going to get back to that. Because
the news that you heard this morning.
With Cousins.
Yeah, Marcus Cousins.
Okay, we went... How many minutes is it? We went 11 minutes without discussing it. I was trying to push this off as far as possible. Let's bring this back in a second. Because okay. I want to try to go in chronological order.
Okay.
So the very, very, very first thing that happened from free agency was that Paul George didn't come. Paul George,
big mistake.
Say goodbye to ever reaching the Western Conference Final, my man. No way, Jose. Speaking of which, Jose Calderon signed with the Detroit Pistons a few
months ago. Wow. What happened to Napier?
He's your favorite guy.
Napier.
So Paul George kind of shocked the world because last year he told everyone, don't trade for me. I want to go to the Lakers. And in the end, the Lakers decided instead of giving up young assets, let's wait a year and let's see what happens. We're probably going to sign him. He goes to OKC, him and Russell Westbrook formed this amazing bond. He loves Oklahoma City. He loves to fish. There's so many stories about Paul George loving to fish. I didn't even know there was water in Oklahoma. Where does he go fishing?
A couple of small lake, and there is.
We have Lake Forest Lake.
No. They have the swimming pool.
They put fish in his. No, but for real, like everyone's saying, oh, he's an outdoorsman. He likes to fish.
Maybe he likes hunting.
No, it was fishing. Fishing is the one thing. I don't know where he goes fishing.
You should come to L.A. then.
Well, where in L.A. are you going fishing?
San Pedro.
Oh, my God. But he decided to stay. And from the very beginning, I was saying, all we need is LeBron and Paul George and our young guys, and it's a championship team. And then he left.
Champion.
I thought championship team with Paul George. But he decided to stay with Oklahoma City. I thought it was very stupid that he stayed with Oklahoma City.
Very rude of him because he
didn't even take a meeting with Magic Johnson.
Exactly.
That was the part I didn't. Okay, sign with Oklahoma City. Hear the Lakers out. Are you kidding me? You're going to tell every single team you want to go to Los Angeles, and then when the time comes, you don't even make a meeting with them? Come on, man. Have a little more class than that.
But at least call them before. Tell them, look, I decided to stay in Oklahoma. At least a week before.
I mean,
or a month before.
That would have been illegal. I mean, illegal. Air quotes. I'm doing air quotes. It would have been tampering.
Okay.
But obviously, we're both very biased. We're both Laker fans that think it's very stupid for him not to come. But, I mean, okay, OKC is going to be... Do you think they ever make Western Conference Finals?
No, not with this group.
I don't think so either.
No.
So
there is one team that is going to be here forever.
What team? Golden State Warriors. Yeah. We got to hold off for this.
Okay.
At least wait till the 30-minute mark before we discuss this.
Okay.
Because when me and you both heard about this, we almost had a heart attack, I think. But everyone's talking about it. Let's hold it off for at least a few more minutes. So we didn't get Paul George. And I thought it was over. I thought we're not getting Paul George, we're not getting LeBron James, we're not getting Kawhi Leonard. I was getting ready to just lock myself in the room and cry the whole free agency season. But then the heavens opened, the angels trumpeted, The skies were clear. The sunshine beamed on all of us as LeBron James signed a four-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay.
And immediately after, because we already discussed LeBron
immediate
James.
After we got Rondo. Okay.
The skies cleared. The trumpets blared, and we got...
No, it's Stephenson.
We got Rajon Rondo for $9 million, 1 year. Uh-huh. And very important for the listeners, in 2019, Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard, Ricky Rubio, Kemba Walker, Nikola Mirotic, Al-Farouq Aminu, Karl-Anthony Towns, Kristaps Porzingis, Miles Turner, all these guys are free agents. So everybody is preparing for 2019. Lakers got their big prize in LeBron James, but right now we're only signing one-year deals.
Exactly.
So technically, none of these signings are bad. Technically. But you have Rajon Rondo for $9 million, Lance Stephenson for $4.5 million, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who you, for some reason, hate, got $12 million.
Have you seen how he's playing?
He didn't meet expectations.
I mean, he's not a $12 million man. He's $2.4 million.
But again, okay, my man. Let's relax. $2.4 million?
Yes.
Get out of here. But anyways, we tied up, how much did we tie it up? 13 plus 12. We tied up $25 million, $25.5 million in these three guys.
Okay.
It is odd. I mean, don't get me wrong. Lance Stephenson, good defender. Rajon Rondo, good offensive player. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope was on the team already. Good defender. Good starting shooting
guard. He's not a good defender. Sometimes he's lucky to make 3 points.
He gets a steal.
I want to steal in every five games. Yeah.
I think when the Lakers did these signings, the players didn't bother me. I actually like all three players.
I do too.
The money is what.
Exactly. For $25 million, and then there is a guy way better than all three of them.
I swear to God, Dad, if you say DeMarcus Cousins, we got to wait. Hold it up.
No. I'm not talking about it.
Who are you talking about? $5 million.
I'm not telling you.
He's a secret.
Really, beside the joke, we need the shooters. We need a good center.
That was one thing that really shocked
McGee.
Me.
I mean, come on.
And JaVale McGee. Sorry, JaVale McGee. I forgot.
Yeah, JaVale McGee. Come on.
But I think you have a really good point there in terms of for LeBron James to have great success, the best players on his team last year was Kyle Korver, arguably, or Kevin Love. Guys who spread the floor. Well, and Kyle Korver was arguably third best.
No, he wasn't.
Who was better than Korver on the Cavs?
Believe me.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
There was Rodney Hood, not that good.
No.
Jordan Clarkson, not that good.
No.
Tristan Thompson, not that good. J.R. Smith, horrible. Are you kidding me?
No. Look at the stat. It was better than Korver.
I would have taken Korver. In terms of overall play,
J.R.
Smith lost them a game.
That was one little mistake. Even they win that game, it's still 4-1.
They would have been swept, but it would have been at least a little more honorable. Okay, we'll say arguably was the third best player. Either way, LeBron James needs shooters around him because so many defenses collapse on him, and he's an amazing passer. A lot of people argue about it, but objectively, he's an amazing passer.
Yeah.
And when this guy's getting double-teamed, triple-teamed, you need shooters around him. And for some reason, the Lakers did not get shooters. But what I do like is the defensive grit that our team has. On the offensive end of the floor, I don't know.
Defensive against which team we are talking
about?
Golden
State Warriors.
Okay, now let's talk about Golden State.
You know what? Let's bring it on.
How are you going to defend these five guys?
Okay, I'll tell you. I'll tell you how.
Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, and this guy Bambino, he went over there. I mean, come on.
So
Nobody can defend this team.
Hear my theory. Let me talk you off the ledge a little bit. Don't jump off the building.
Okay. By the way, all five of them, they can do three-pointer.
Yeah.
This is important. Okay. All five of them.
Let me state my argument.
Tell me.
Okay, I'm not saying three-point. I'm talking purely defense. Purely defense.
Okay, who wants
we have
to defend
a 6'6". Lonzo Ball, who has shown a lot of defensive acumen.
Healthy,
he did hurt his knee, but I think he's coming back. They didn't say it was too serious. He's a long defender. Then you have Rajon Rondo. Lonzo Ball? Uh-huh. He's like 20.
20. No experience. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, he has a year of experience. We already said this year was going to be a wash. Next year. Oh, this year we're not winning.
You're telling me this year is a wash.
This year is a wash. We're okay. not winning unless we get Kawhi Leonard.
With Paul George.
If we had Paul George, I think we would have been a contender.
Contender, but...
But right now. I'm talking right now as of 10-19 on July 3rd.
Oh, because...
The way the Lakers... Because we don't know. The offseason's not done yet. Maybe we get Kawhi.
Okay, let's talk
as
about
of right now, this okay, year we're not going to win.
Okay.
But... In Lonzo the future,
Ball versus...
Lonzo Ball versus Steph Curry.
Steph Curry, okay.
And obviously, nobody can stop Steph Curry, but you want long arms, you want good defense.
Okay.
Rajon Rondo, in the playoff series against the Warriors, maybe he didn't stop Steph Curry, but he stayed in front of him. And one thing I like a lot about Rajon Rondo, don't get me wrong, he is kind of a... I can curse after 10. He is kind of an asshole sometimes. And obviously he was on those Boston teams that we won't talk about. But he's someone who's
like,
not...
He's like a DeMarcus Cousin.
Yeah, his really, attitude's a little off, yeah. But he's not afraid of the Warriors. He wasn't afraid to get in Draymond Green's face. He wasn't afraid to say, you know what, I'm not afraid of you. And I think that's something that...
Not to be afraid is doesn't mean that you're a better player.
No,
how
but...
are you going to stop Draymond Green?
Let me get there, Dad.
Okay, Rajon Rondo is gonna.
Okay, Rajon Rondo and Lonzo Ball. I like that rotation against Steph Curry.
Okay,
Klay Thompson. You have a 6'5" Kentavious Caldwell Pope. You have a 6'4" Lance Stephenson, and you have a 6'5" Josh Hart. Josh Hart, I don't sleep on his defense. KCP, when he is on, and I think in a playoff series he would be on, I think KCP can stay in front of Klay Thompson.
Yeah, you kind of say everybody kind of stay in front
not,
of him.
Not
every, no.
Okay, maybe not Klay Thompson.
Shake his hand and that's it. But playing against him and having 25 three-pointers, you cannot stop him.
Okay, when he's hot, yes, but I'm talking if you're going to throw, if you're just looking at the general, I'm talking our team compared to other teams defending the Warriors.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying we're in a better position. Then,
yeah, not in a better position. Go ahead.
Small forward is Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Nobody's going to stop Kevin Durant. Nobody would ever say it. He is, in my opinion, the best offensive player in the league right now. When Kevin Durant is on, you can't. Who do we have as small forward? We could put LeBron James, yes, but we also have Brandon Ingram, who is improving defensively. And who does everyone compare Brandon Ingram to? Who does everyone say he has the exact same body as? Kevin Durant. Everyone compares it to him. He's in that mold. And I think Brandon Ingram is capable of a lot of great things. I think he's very skinny now, but even last year when he would go to the rim, he'd take a lot of contact, and because his arms were so long, he would just wrap around players and get it in. He's getting better. He's showing improvement. Mm-hmm. And defensively, he's a long, lanky guy, just like Kevin Durant, same body build. Again, nobody can stop Durant. He's someone I like in front of him.
Okay.
Then you have LeBron. You can throw LeBron on Draymond Green. You can throw LeBron on Kevin Durant. You could throw LeBron on Andre Iguodala and have him rest a little bit so that on offense he can take over.
Okay. Center.
That's where you got me.
Talk to me, baby.
And gosh darn it, I can't believe. Let's talk about it now. We waited 20 minutes. Let's talk. I cannot believe they got DeMarcus Cousins.
For $5.3 million.
For 1 year.
And we have KCP for $12 million.
Here are the pros and cons of the DeMarcus Cousins thing. Pros, he's the most gifted center, I think, in the league. I think he's better than Joel Embiid when healthy. I think he's...
Of course.
Oh, sorry. Do you count Anthony Davis as a center?
Who?
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis is power forward center.
Power forward center. If you count him as a center, Anthony Davis is the best center in the league.
Of course, yeah.
But if you power forward, DeMarcus Cousins went healthy. So the pros are DeMarcus Cousins gives the Warriors something they've never had before, an amazing big man, a guy who can just down low. He can shoot threes. He can get rebounds. These are the pros. The cons. He is a 7'1", 300-pound, 28-year-old. Uh-huh. Coming off an Achilles injury. Actually, let me... And then what were you saying about the attitude?
He has a bad attitude. He always get technical every game. Especially with Draymond Green, they both have a bad attitude that they're going to get a lot of technical. But these are little things.
No, but here's the thing. And he's 27 years old.
Yeah, just Pasha, listen to this. You imagine you be a coach for Golden State Warrior. Look at your even your bench. Who is that guy with the long hand? He used to play for Clippers that he got injured big time.
Oh, Sean Livingston. Sean Livingston. I love Sean Livingston.
I mean, he's their sixth man.
So here's...
I mean, you can be a coach and you just say, okay, you know what? Today, I'm going to let three of my best players play. I'm serious. Still, I can beat them. Still, I can beat any team.
So one thing just to add to this. The Warriors were going to win the championship either
Definitely.
Way.
Definitely.
They were going to win either way.
Yes.
Even with or without DeMarcus Cousins, they're going to win the championship.
No. If we had DeMarcus Cousins...
I'm just talking, let's say DeMarcus wasn't on the Lakers. Let's say DeMarcus stayed in New Orleans.
Okay.
Warriors were going to win.
If
DeMarcus came to the Lakers, I think Warriors still would.
But if you had the...
But what I'm saying
it would
is...
be a very, very nice...
What I'm saying is, with the Warriors, it makes sense that DeMarcus... Oh, another pro I forgot is that now that he's on the Warriors, there's no pressure for him to come back fast. So he can fully heal before he comes, no pressure.
But he can come to playoff, actually.
This is something I heard when I was a sophomore in college.
Uh-huh.
Isaiah Thomas went to UW. There was someone in my frat who was on the UW basketball team. Isaiah Thomas came back one day, played with the guys, and they asked him about the Kings. And he said, in practice, it was like walking on eggshells around DeMarcus Cousins because he had such a bad temper. And to be fair, he was on the Kings, and I would have a bad temper if I was playing for the Kings as well. But what I'm saying is, you're the Warriors. You're going to win the championship anyways. It is a risky thing to have Draymond Green and DeMarcus Cousins on the same team. Draymond Green is notorious.
It's a luxury.
But Bob...
Pasha is a luxury. You can put Draymond Green, you take him out, you put...
I'm talking DeMarcus practices. Draymond Green is known because it was something that Clay... who was it? Was it Kevin Durant? There was a player on the Warriors who, like, the second or third year in said that... his barking gets kind of annoying sometimes. DeMarcus Cousins is not the type to just take that.
Yeah, but you have a coach. It depends on the coach.
Yeah.
And this guy doesn't take any BS.
If I could pick the perfect coach for DeMarcus Cousins, it would probably be Steve Kerr.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying it's a risk. The Warriors are taking a risk. And
no,
so far,
not.
Every risk that the Warriors have taken, they have won. Every risk they've taken has been a good risk.
Kevin Durant was a risk?
No.
No.
No, but Nick Young was a risk. Who? And that worked out. Nick Young.
Nick Young is a reserve.
No, I know. I'm saying the risk that they've been taking, they've been winning.
I know, but they... how can I say that? When you have the best of everything, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you have five bench that are not good like Young. Okay. You have luxury. You don't want to... Draymond would play with this guy. Okay, one of them play. They have so much luxury. They don't need the... win. It's not like Lakers that they have to play always... these five guys, because their bench is...
But I'm not talking about during the game. I'm talking an 82-game season in practice.
In practice.
When 2 months in, Draymond keeps yelling, keeps yelling, keeps yelling, and one day DeMarcus Cousins says, shut the F up, and punches him in the face.
Draymond Green
this is a possibility.
Scream. You know why?
Why?
Because he already had three rings.
I don't think
he's going to be so relaxed.
I don't think it is possible for Draymond Green to be relaxed.
You will see. This year he's going to be so relaxed.
It's who he is. Draymond Green as a human being is a non-relaxed person. He's not going to change just because he won championships. Most likely 80% chance this ends up being a perfect move. DeMarcus Cousins ends up averaging 500 points a game and the Warriors sweep every team on the way to the championship. Most likely this is going to happen.
I was so excited. Go ahead.
I'm just saying there's a 20% chance that this doesn't work out. 20%.
Okay.
Just give me the 20%. That's all I ask.
Even 40% doesn't work out. So what? They sit one of them on the bench.
True. They could just ask
I was hoping that next year Houston... it's got to be a good matchup against this team.
Warriors.
Now, Houston lost one of their good players, and Golden State pick up
We're going to bring that up in the next set.
Okay.
But But one final thing I wanted to bring up, because I believe we are wrapping up our Lakers talks. Oh, no, we still got a few more. But there's the rumor that Magic told Rajon Rondo that the starting point guard job is up for grabs. Who do you think between Rajon Rondo and Lonzo Ball should start being the start? Should be the starting point guard.
If both healthy,
yeah,
definitely the Rajon Rondo should be on bench.
Okay, so Lonzo Ball starting.
No, of course,
I agree with that because there's been a lot of these rumors that with Rajon Rondo coming, everyone said, "Oh, maybe Lonzo Ball is on his way out."
No, we need a second point guard.
Exactly, and we signed him for 1 year. He's a reserve, and not many other teams wanted him. Sure, New Orleans would have taken him just because they have nobody else. But like, it's not like he was this hot commodity that everyone wants. He's good. I like his. I like his grit. I like his IQ. I think Lonzo can learn from him, but never once did I think he's gonna take Lonzo Ball's job, and never once did I think because we signed him, Lonzo Ball's gone.
No, that we signed him for 1 year is good substitute for Ball.
I think one of the main things, and this was something we've discussed, is I think like the final year we had Meta World Peace, we just signed him. He didn't play a single minute. We signed him to the minimum. The only reason we signed him was so that every single day he practiced with Julius Randle.
Yes.
And that was the season Julius Randle had his biggest jump.
Exactly.
I think Lonzo Ball going up against Rajon Rondo every single day in practice, I think he'll do it. And Rajon Rondo, he's kind of a tough love teacher. He's willing to mentor young kids, but he's a tough love guy. And Lonzo Ball is never fazed by that. The media poops on him. Everyone makes fun of him about his dad. Lonzo Ball just takes it. And so I think this will be an environment where he will learn a lot from Rajon Rondo.
Good luck.
Good
luck. Good luck.
Good luck.
Okay, let me ask you a question. With this team that we have,
yeah,
where we are standing, what do you think?
I think, as it stands, Warriors are first place.
Okay.
I'm going to say Rockets are still second place.
Yes.
You know, I want to say Jazz is up there. Because Donovan Mitchell is crazy, man.
Yeah.
And that was just his rookie year.
But they're not going to. The Lakers is going to be better.
You think Lakers above them?
I think Lakers is number 2-3.
You think? Actually, yeah. I think with LeBron James.
5, 6, 7.
I was leaning 5 at first, but now that I'm saying it in my head, I think 3rd is.
Come on, you have LeBron James.
I think with LeBron James, he counts for a lot of wins.
Look at what he did in Cleveland.
And
himself.
I think he's going to make our young guys better.
Yeah.
I think our young guys, one of the things that was so toxic is the Lakers had such high draft picks, and we were getting these guys, but we kept losing. So a lot of these guys are growing up in the NBA in a losing environment. And I think that can be very, very toxic for young people.
Kids,
LeBron James is coming in and he's saying, listen, I want to win a championship. We're going to be winners now. And I think that's going to help improve our players more than any special assistant coach or anything could have done for them. So I think to answer your question, 3rd place. And we face off in the semifinals against either Warriors or Rockets, and we lose. And then the semifinals again are Warriors-Rockets, but with Warriors winning handily this
time. You think we're going to lose to Houston?
I think we'd lose to Houston or...
I don't think so.
You think we'd beat Houston?
I think we'd beat.
It would be close. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd love it. But Houston's got some guys to throw at LeBron. And it's really weird because as a Laker fan, it's always been, oh, let's get people who can stop LeBron. Let's get people who can stop LeBron. And now that we have LeBron, I'm like, nobody stop us, please. Get out of here, PJ Tucker. But one thing I wanted to bring up is we've been watching the Summer League games.
Yes.
And I got to say, we watched yesterday the Kings Lakers game, and it was actually funny because the Kings played a really good game, but then there were some tweets that were pretty funny. It was Kings are playing their regular season lineup against the Lakers summer league, because it was De'Aaron Fox, Frank Mason III, Marvin Bagley. It was all their starters for the season.
Yeah.
But
they're rookie.
They look good too. The Kings look really good. But one thing I wanted to say, and it was something we were talking about, our need for shooting and our need for a center. This Mo Wagner guy, the guy that we drafted with the 25th pick, I want to say.
Yeah.
He's good, man. I mean, obviously, it's summer league. You don't want to put too much stock in it.
Yeah. He's too young. Oh, he needs a long
he needs some time. But he is a thick German guy.
Yeah.
He is a big, hefty guy. And he was just hitting threes left and right. This guy could be a sharpshooter. I am, if for any Laker fans,
we need him.
Yeah,
we need a sharpshooter.
If he can be, if he can transition comfortably into the NBA. But like I said, LeBron James gets shooters open. All we need is someone who can hit open threes. And sadly, the Lakers don't even have that.
No.
If this guy can hit open threes, I think he can be special. Laker fans, if you haven't been watching, if you haven't been watching it, the summer league, I'd highly recommend it. But to wrap up our Lakers section,
okay.
I think you'd agree with me on this. Lakers' two biggest needs are a starting center
and,
shooter. Three-point shooting. So I was looking at free agents, and right now the Lakers have about $4 to $5 million. If we stretch Luol Deng, we have $6 to $7 million. Mm-hmm. I think that's the... Wait, no, it might be less. It might be we have $2 million now, and if we stretch Luol Deng, we have $6
million. Okay.
So let's say, let's run under the assumption that we stretch Luol Deng. Because if these guys agree to come, then we'd stretch him. Would you rather pay Brook Lopez the $6 million and then sign a like minimum sharpshooter like Aaron Aflalo?
No.
Or would you rather get a minimum center like Alex Len or Allen Williams and get a sharpshooter like Wayne Ellington for $6 million?
Definitely Wayne Ellington.
You'd pick Wayne Ellington over Brook Lopez?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I would too. And don't get me wrong. If the Lakers signed Brook Lopez, I think he would be great. He's not a great three-point shooter, but he's good enough.
And also, he cannot stand in front of DeMarcus Cousins.
Well, Wayne Ellington, I think, can stand in front of DeMarcus
Cousins. No, Alex Len. Alex Len.
Yeah, but... But I think Wayne Ellington is almost like a younger Kyle Korver, a guy who he's got some athleticism, but for the for all intents and purposes, he's a sharpshooter.
Is he a 40% three-pointer?
I want to say 40%. Yeah. I had him on my fantasy league, and I want to say he's around 40%.
Yeah.
But that guy, he can have a game where he just hits 6 three-pointers in a row, and you're like, oh my god, he's amazing. I think Wayne Ellington should be the Lakers' number one target because not only is he one of the best three-point shooters of the free agents, he's one of the best three-point shooters in the league, period.
No.
One of. He's top 10.
Ellington?
Yeah. Three-point percentage?
Okay, five of them is from
Golden State. Give the Lakers one, man. Give the Lakers one. Oh, man. All right. Well, we've talked for a good amount. Let's take a little bit of a break.
Okay.
As you know, it's the 3rd of July. Tomorrow's the 4th of July. And for those of you who don't know, the 4th of July marks the ratification of the Declaration of Independence, which was a pretty insane moment in history. Dad, what do you know about the Declaration of Independence, just from general knowledge?
I just know it's Independence Day and America get away from England, and I'm so happy. I love it. Because I don't like English people.
That's I don't say that.
I love America. Go ahead.
At least they don't like the red coats, so that at least it's the ancient era English. We're okay with English people now.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Just a heads up. Just a heads up. No, but basically...
Independence Day is really important. I think it's the best holiday for me.
I think it's one of those moments in history where a country that was having its rights infringed upon, a people that was having its rights infringed upon, united, and they wrote a document, because the Congress of the United States, the Continental Congress, tried multiple times to convince King George to at least speak with them about giving us representation, lowering the taxes, because basically the English were ruling America without giving them any whatchamacallit, representation in Parliament.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to play for you guys a reading of the Declaration of Independence. Just a heads up, it's 9 minutes long. It's kind of long. If you need to go to the bathroom, maybe this is the time. But if you don't need to go to the bathroom, I really, really highly recommend listening to this, because I think a lot of people know what the Declaration of Independence is, but they don't know what it says. And just a heads up for everyone, there is a little bit of racist chat in the Declaration of Independence about the Native Americans. They refer to the Native Americans as savages, which my dad and I and this radio station, KXSC, absolutely do not agree with. But another thing I don't agree with is editing history. So we're going to listen to the full Declaration of Independence, but keep in mind there is some inappropriate talk about Native Americans that we do not agree with. Take a listen.
Human events, it becomes necessary when, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them.
A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government.
Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes.
And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government.
The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states.
To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world.
He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good.
He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them.
He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable only to tyrants.
He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures.
He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people.
He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within.
He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands.
He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers.
He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries.
He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures.
He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation.
For quartering large bodies of armed troops among us.
For protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states.
For cutting off our trade with all parts of the world. For imposing taxes on us without our consent.
For depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury. For transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses.
For abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies.
For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments.
For suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever.
He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us.
He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people.
He is, at this time, transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages, and totally unworthy of the head of a civilized nation.
He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands.
He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions.
In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people.
Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us.
We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here.
We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity.
And we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence.
They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends.
We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress assembled,
appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies solemnly publish and declare
that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states.
That they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown.
And that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved.
And that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce.
And to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do.
And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence,
we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
And that, my friends, was the Declaration of Independence. And I won't go too far into it because I know not too many people are fans of U.S. history. But one thing that I always liked about U.S. history is when starting the nation, because all the founding fathers that founded the United States, not all, but most, were political theorists for the most part, whether they were philosophers, whether they were lawyers. And if you look at our Constitution, it really is the pinnacle of political theory that came before it. The idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is something that really took like hundreds of years, thousands of years to develop that simple phrase. But one thing that I liked is the way our Constitution is set up, and obviously it's not always that way because you have human beings and you never know who's in power and stuff, but our Constitution has always been set up, and this country has always been set up as a country of laws, where men are equal in the eyes of the law. And you saw it even during the Boston Massacre when English people shot at American protesters. Everyone in the colonies wanted the English soldiers killed. No trial, no nothing. And it was actually John Adams, who was the second president of the United States, who said, if we wish to become a country of laws, we must follow the laws. And he actually defended the British soldiers. He was a Bostonian, and this was the Boston Massacre. So he put his own family at risk to defend the enemies, because he said, if we're not going to be a country of laws, then what are we fighting for? So when you see when you hear the Declaration of Independence, many people start a revolution or start a war by a surprise attack or we declare independence. But what the founding fathers did, and specifically Thomas Jefferson, is they listed every single reason why, so that the entire world knew exactly where they were coming from and exactly why they were willing to put hundreds of thousands of lives at risk. So there's the history lesson for the day. Please, I hope you all remember that as you go into your 4th of July celebrations. Dad, any thoughts?
Oh, I just woke up, huh? I'm okay.
Like I said, the history part, not everyone is down for. I think half the listeners,
It was very interesting. I like it.
Was that the first time you'd ever heard the Declaration of Independence? Yeah. Heard it? Maybe not like you'd
not
seen
just
it before.
Like that, yeah.
Did you think it was going to be that in-depth?
No.
No,
it was very interesting. I like
it. Yeah, I remember the first time I heard it, and it was specifically this video, too. I thought the Declaration of Independence would be like a paragraph, like, hey, England, mm-hmm. we don't like you anymore.
Get out.
It was like a breakup in high school. The, yeah. I don't think, it's not you.
It's not you, it's me.
It's me. Oh, man. So, anyways, let's go into some of the different parts of free agency. Let's end it off of that. We had a little bit of 4th of July fun, but there's actually a statement. I was in contact with a prisoner from the Sacramento prison. He was a tax evader. I believe he liked to streak and look into windows and stuff. His name was Jay Zolfagari, and he sent me a letter from prison about where was it? I'm trying to find the letters, but I probably should have looked at it during the 10 minutes we had. Here we go. This is his statement. Laker fans from 2003 to 2018. Kobe will always be better than LeBron. LeBron chokes in big games. LeBron can't lead. LeBron is weak. LeBron is overrated. LeBron isn't even in the same conversation as Kobe or MJ. Laker fans on July 2nd, 2018. LeBron is bringing back a championship. So I think what he's saying is kind of what we talked about at the beginning of the show of how we are going from haters to big fans of LeBron James. But I think we discussed
time.
That. It takes time.
Yeah.
And I think I didn't like him at first. And I don't think you liked LeBron at first either.
But he's a good player.
He earned our respect.
The only reason I don't like him because he changed the team every year.
Yeah.
If you stay in one team and build that team together, not to go because I don't like you, I don't like this player, I go to another city, then I go from there to another city, Miami, go to there, good. Look at Kobe. He stayed in Lakers for 20 years.
True.
You see?
But Kobe also had some hard times, and Kobe almost left once. He almost left us for Chicago. Didn't, which is a big sign. But I think overall, Laker fans, if you're a LeBron hater, get over it, man. He's good. He's going to help the Lakers. Let's support him. Yeah. Now, I have another question that was texted to me. This one from, he's my friend that, he used to be a gigolo, then he was a meth dealer for a little bit, and now he works with Chevron.
Is he your friend?
His name is Arian, a.k.a. Arcool. Uh-huh. He sent me a question saying, the Mark Stein tweet that DeMarcus Cousins actually called the Lakers, said he would be willing to take $5 million, and the Lakers said no. What are your thoughts on that if it's true? Why do you think Magic would deny DeMarcus Cousins for $5 million 1 year?
There are two chances. Either his attitude, or maybe LeBron doesn't want to play with him.
Or maybe a third option, they saw his medical sheets. I think this is the least talked about thing.
If you pay a guy for $5 million only
for a year, you take the risk?
You take the risk, of course. Of course, is that KCP? Is that the Rondo?
But
we are talking DeMarcus Cousins.
Let's say DeMarcus Cousins is out for the whole year. I'm not saying that's the case, but let's say it's worse than we think. Could it be possible that Magic wanted to save that money for a Wayne Ellington, for a Brook Lopez, for someone like that?
I doubt it.
You don't think so? You'd rather roll the dice on DeMarcus?
Yes.
I think, in terms of just my opinion, I think with Lance Stevenson, Rajon Rondo, and JaVale McGee, we already had a tumultuous team enough with a young coach in Luke Walton. I know you don't like Luke Walton, but like a young coach in Luke Walton.
Actually, we have a new coach.
Who? LeBron James. There's actually a tweet that as soon as LeBron James left, they said Tyronn Lue has just been promoted to head coach of the Cavaliers.
But Luke Walton demoted.
But if it's true, I mean, I would really appreciate Magic Johnson coming out and saying it, because a lot of Laker fans were excited of the idea of potentially getting DeMarcus Cousins. Mm-hmm. And
I was one of them.
Yeah,
two nights ago, I told you
if we get him, we're a championship team.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I think Magic needs to come out. Obviously, I can't tell Magic what to do. He's his own man. He can do whatever. But as a Laker fan, with these reports out there, I would like to know, is this real? And if it is real, why?
It's real.
But Mark Stein is not just the Joe Schmo reporter. He's one of the top reporters out there, and he's someone I trust. When he puts out a report, I don't think he's doing it for the clickbait.
DeMarcus Cousins even play 5 games, I prefer him over, what is it, McGale or whatever you're talking about, McGee. Come on.
How dare you disrespect JaVale McGee? I'm going to name my first child JaVale.
Marcus Cousins is the best center.
Before his injury. I'm saying is, let's see what he's like with his injury.
Magic Johnson is not a doctor.
But he has a lot of doctors working for him.
I know, but he already out for about 8 months. I'm sure he's going to be back by, let's say, end of the playoff game.
Maybe. I think as a Laker fan, I really hope Magic Johnson speaks to us.
I'll tell you this. Golden State, with or without him, they're going to win a game.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a bonus. If you have Marcus Cousins,
oh, yeah, so they could roll the dice on it. The Lakers don't have that luxury.
Why not?
To just roll the dice?
Yes.
Because we're trying to win. We're trying to build a winning culture and win.
Pajita, are we going to win a champion this year? No.
So you're saying just take the risk. Either way, it turns out horribly.
We are going to be in playoff for sure because of LeBron. But we are not going to be a champion. No, not this year.
Oh, no, I agree. Not this year.
Even with Kawhi Leonard? No.
You don't think we're a championship team with Kawhi Leonard?
No.
If we don't trade a single person away to get him.
It can't be possible.
Yeah, it can. Next year, he's a free agent.
Okay, we have two good players, LeBron and Leonard.
Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, Josh Hart.
Pasha. Now, do you read all these?
Yeah.
Read the Golden State for me, please. Come on.
Okay, you're talking. LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard are two of the top 5 players in the NBA.
Yes.
Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, 2 of the top 5.
Thank you very much. DeMarcus Cousins.
I don't think DeMarcus Cousins stays next year. I think he just stays this year.
Okay, forget about him.
Okay, Klay Thompson
is the top 10.
Ooh, no.
What do you mean?
I don't think he's a top 10.
What do you mean, no?
No.
He's the best three-pointer.
We're going off the list. I'm going to name you 10 players better than Klay Thompson. LeBron James, in no order. LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis. Who else is there in the West? Oh, James Harden. Chris Paul.
No.
Okay, let's not count Chris Paul. I count Chris Paul, but if you don't count Chris Paul.
The Bamba, whatever it is in Milwaukee.
Oh, Giannis Antetokounmpo, yes. 100%.
And the one in Minnesota. Who? Butler and...
Oh, Jimmy Butler, Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook, okay.
Okay, who do you think is better between Paul George and Klay Thompson? I'm not adding him in the name.
Pasha. Don't even think about it.
Klay Thompson?
Of course, he's a better defender.
Okay. So we're at 9. I can definitely name three more players. John Wall.
Anthony Towns, no.
Okay, no. Well, we're at Carl Anthony Towns. Dad.
He's number 10.
John Wall?
Better than John Wall, yes. He's better. What does he do?
Okay.
What does John Wall do?
He distributes. He's one of the fastest point guards in the league. He plays good defense. I'm not talking about specific. I'm talking top 10 in the league.
Top 10 in the league is Klay Thompson.
I don't agree.
Yes.
I would say now, maybe top 15.
Top
'cause 12, I'm 13. Adding. I'm adding John Wall ahead of him.
Let me think.
Ooh, Devin Booker's up there, but I don't say it right now.
No,
he's
not
better.
These young kids.
Anthony Davis, we already said. Damn, why can't I think of anyone?
Because there is nobody else.
There's definitely John Wall. I'm definitely.
Oh, maybe Porzingis.
Oh, Porzingis.
No, he's better.
What about Oladipo?
He's better.
These are some bold statements, my man. Very good defender and a beautiful three-point shooter.
Anyways, okay. Now, do you want to beat them with the?
What about Dwight Howard? No, but what I'm saying is, with LeBron James and with Kawhi Leonard,
you can stop
Kevin Durant.
Okay.
With Lonzo Ball and with Rajon Rondo, you can hinder Steph Curry.
Not the stopping. Okay.
With Josh Hart and Lance Stevenson, you can hinder Klay Thompson.
No way in the world. They can. What is his name?
Who?
Their point guard, Livingston.
Well, what about Livingston?
Livingston is way better than Hart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But Hart's going into his second season. You got to give him a little bit of time. Livingston's a 15-year veteran.
My friend, I'm talking about...
You're not my friend anymore. How dare you put John Wall on the
top? Versus team. No, look, don't be prejudiced. Just look. See how they can beat...
I think with Kawhi Leonard, we can beat them.
Nobody can beat the Golden State.
Well, the funny thing is, Klay Thompson's going to be a free agent next year, so we don't even know if they're going to stay.
I'm talking about if he's there.
What if Klay Thompson comes to the Lakers? And Kawhi Leonard. And DeMarcus Cousins.
And what else do you want?
John Wall. Oh, yeah, John Wall, who you do. No, he's not coming. He's listening right now. He says, if Tony doesn't think I'm top 10, I'm out of here.
No, he's top 10.
Well, anyways, we were going to discuss a little bit of the other things. Oh, by the way, Avery Bradley signed with the Clippers. Well, that's the end of our show.
Thank you very much.
Bob, thanks. We got to do this again soon. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
This has been...
Happy 4th of July to everyone.
This has been a very posh show. On behalf of my dad and I, we are both Iranian Americans, and us, like any other immigrant group in the entire United States, we all deserve a place, and we all deserve to bask in the freedoms that the Declaration of Independence gave us, the Constitution gave us, and what every person who legally comes to the United States, and even those who are trying to find ways to come and maybe don't have legal avenues, but are still trying their darnest to come, we all deserve a little bit of empathy towards them and towards these groups as we enter the 4th of July and we revel in the freedoms and just how great this country really is. All right? Have a great time, everyone. Try not to get too drunk.
Good night, everybody.